HPE's Juniper acquisition. A calculated bet to reinvent enterprise networking. Mark Vina, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, has officially completed its $14 billion acquisition of Juniper Networks. This strategic move signals the company's ambitions to redefine its position in the enterprise and cloud infrastructure markets. In a press conference featuring HPE CEO Antonio Neri and Juniper's Rami Rahim, now president and general manager of the new HP networking unit, the tone was confident and future-focused. But beneath the excitement lies a nuanced story, one shaped by HPE's mixed track record in acquisitions, evolving customer demands, and the escalating arms race in AI-driven infrastructure. Building a powerhouse with AI, cloud, and networking, Antonio Neri framed the acquisition as nothing short of transformational, calling the beginning of a new era where networking becomes a connective tissue between AI, hybrid cloud, and secure enterprise IT. HPE aims to create what it calls an industry-leading secure, cloud-native, AI-driven portfolio, uniting Juniper's AI-native networking with Aruba's enterprise and edge strengths. Rami Rahim underscored the synergy. "We are now uniquely positioned to help our customers capitalize on the big opportunities of AI for networks and networks for AI." His emphasis on AI as both a workload and an operational layer reflects a key differentiator that HPE hopes to leverage as cloud complexity grows and enterprises demand more automation and performance from their infrastructure. An acquisition strategy with mixed history, HPE's Manda history, is uneven. While its 2015 spinoff from HP was meant to sharpen focus, some acquisitions, like Autonomy, left a stain, while others, such as Aruba Networks and Nimble Storage, have proven their worth. In this light, Juniper represents both a chance at redemption and a high-stakes bet. The risk lies not in Juniper's technology or team, both are highly regarded, but in execution. Integrating cultures, consolidating product lines, and aligning long-term strategies have tripped up many tech mergers. The licensing concessions HPE made to satisfy the Department of Justice, including auctioning part Juniper's AI operations code and divesting the Aruba Instant on SMB portfolio, show that regulatory hurdles are real and could limit how fully HPE can capitalize on Juniper's assets. Key challenges: integration, identity, and differentiation integration strategy is front and center, and for good reason. When asked about product unification, Rahim emphasized a true north around AI-native and cloud-native networking, while reassuring customers that nobody gets left behind. That's a necessary message, but it also signals that there's no immediate roadmap for merging Juniper's Mist AI with Aruba Central. Customers could face uncertainty as the portfolio evolves. Another challenge is brand identity. Both Juniper and Aruba are strong brands in their respective domains, and HPE says it will retain both under a unified HP networking umbrella. That may preserve customer loyalty, but also adds complexity to messaging, support, and go-to-market strategies. Lastly, HPE will need to articulate how it differs from Cisco, Arista, and newer AI-focused players. Rahim said the combined entity will be the only player offering a full stack, compute, storage, networking, and software under one roof. However, translating that stack into clear buyer value, especially in verticals such as financial services, healthcare, and telecommunications, is no easy feat. Vertical B2B use cases and channel implications, the acquisition opens new doors for HPE in both service provider and enterprise verticals. Neri highlighted Juniper's dominance in carrier-grade networking, noting that 30% of the internet traffic goes through Juniper infrastructure. This acquisition gives HPE a credible position in AI data centers and telco environments, where it previously lacked scale. On the enterprise front, integrating Juniper's data center networking with Aruba's campus and branch solutions could allow HPE to offer true end-to-end visibility and automation. Security, too, receives a boost. HPE highlighted Juniper's firewalls and secure access capabilities as complementary to Aruba's NAC and SSE offerings. The combined channel strategy will also evolve. HPE has already integrated its partner program, and the plan is to gradually bring Juniper's partners into the fold. Neri noted that the partner community was super excited, but maintaining momentum will require clarity around sales motions, compensation, and product positioning. The AI factor, From operations to infrastructure, perhaps the most compelling promise of this acquisition is HPE's positioning in the realm of AI. By combining Juniper's Mist AI with HPE's GreenLake platform and OpsRamp's observability tools, the company hopes to build intelligent, self-managing infrastructure. Raheem described this as a kid in a candy store moment. Now having access to all the building blocks needed to support AI for networking and networking for AI, he envisions integrated data centers with scale-out networking, liquid cooling, and zero-trust security. That's not just a roadmap. It's a thesis on how to build the AI factories of the future. However, AI is not a guaranteed differentiator. Every major infrastructure vendor is racing towards similar goals. HPE's edge could come from tighter vertical integration, leveraging not just networking, but also compute and storage. Final thoughts. A pivotal moment, the elephant in the room, is that arch rival Dell has been able to penetrate the data center more effectively than HPE due to its consistent focus on integrated infrastructure, aggressive pricing, and a strong direct sales model. Dell's acquisition of EMC gave it a powerful position in storage and enterprise virtualization, which it smartly bundled with its server and networking offerings. Meanwhile, HPE has at times fragmented its portfolio and struggled with its brand identity following the split from HP. Dell also moved quickly into hyperconverged and software-defined infrastructure through partnerships and organic development, giving it relevance in modern hybrid cloud environments. Additionally, its end-to-end supply chain control and financing options, offered through Dell Financial Services, have helped it win large enterprise deals. In contrast, HPE has often relied on a more partner-led model that lacks Dell scale and integration tightness across the stack. On the other hand, Cisco has penetrated the data center more effectively than HPE by leveraging its dominance in networking to build deep, integrated solutions that serve both compute and connectivity needs. Its unified computing system gave a credible foothold in servers, especially when paired with switching and fabric technologies. Cisco's strong brand in enterprise IT and long-standing relationships with CIOs and IT architects have made it a trusted infrastructure provider. It also developed a compelling vision around software-defined networking and application-centric infrastructure earlier than HPE, aligning with evolving customer priorities. Additionally, Cisco's focus on automation, security integration, and AI-enabled observability has resonated in large-scale environments. While HPE has substantial assets, it has lacked the same cohesive narrative and platform synergy that Cisco has cultivated across data centers, campuses, and clouds. Viewed in this context, the Juniper deal is a bold, expensive, and admittedly necessary swing by HPE. It addresses key gaps in the company's portfolio, especially in core data center and service provider networking. It also enhances HPE's position in the battle for AI infrastructure leadership. Still, success will hinge on seamless integration, clear product direction, and delivering measurable outcomes for both customers and shareholders. As Neri noted, the combined networking business is expected to contribute over 50% of HPE's operating profit. That's a huge bet and a signal that networking is no longer just a side business for HPE. It's the centerpiece of its future. If executed well, this acquisition could finally cement HPE as a true end-to-end platform player in the age of AI and hybrid cloud. If not, it risks becoming another footnote in the company's long list of strategic pivots. Either way, the next 12-24 months will be critical. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.